I'm Ed Baxter with Neusteria. Virtual Lab, a group of artificial intelligence scientists created by human beings doing medical research. It is research in early stages at San Francisco-based Chan Zuckerberg Biohub and Stanford University. Now, the original task is research on potential treatment for COVID, and the researchers say they have had some success. They say, can you imagine each researcher having their team of AI scientists that can be their assistants? They hope it can be an accelerator for many types of science. The AI scientists hold meetings, write coded biological models, and have already published a paper in the journal Nature regarding a slate of molecules to help in COVID treatment. Now, the researchers say landmark scientific breakthroughs come from collaboration and meetings. The AI assistants can get that done in cyberspace quickly. They say several parallel meetings can be held without the researchers getting tired. Biochemist John Pack, who led the study, says as a researcher, he was kind of hesitant to incorporate AI into the daily routine, but with their virtual lab, he says it felt pretty natural. Now, they admit virtual has its limits and has to be checked and controlled. AI can sometimes make up facts based on erroneous or incomplete data. An early version of another company's AI overuse suggested putting glue into pizza sauce or eating a rock a day. They also say human AI cannot replace human trials because, as the body of all scientific research shows, humans can react differently than molecules in petri dishes. And, of course, for many of us, there's still the fear of machines and self-driven databases controlling what we do and potentially now how we will get and use healthcare. But it is a brave new world out there, and if it could ultimately come up with, say, a cure for cancer, wow, would that make sense?